The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair Tony Lanigan. He's the Managing Director of Creative Technology Ireland. Tony, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. Pleasure to be here.
Now, we'll get to Creative Technology Ireland in a minute, but tell us a little bit about your early years from Thurles in County Tipperary. You studied communications at DCU. So you had a kind of a, maybe a circuitous route to what you're doing now.
Yes, right, Bobby. I suppose when I went to DCU, I thought I'd be, you know, working here in the studio or something similar to what you're doing here yourselves. But in a circuitous route, yeah, I went to DCU, always kind of dabbling in the technology side of things. Always was involved in DCU FM, you know, the way you get involved in societies and stuff like that. So I was always drawn to the technology side of things.
Yeah.
Came out of DCU, sick of being broke, got a job in telecoms for 2 years. Then kind of realised, I'm not really sure the 9-to-5 thing is for me. And kind of fell into the live events world as an audiovisual technician. And after a couple of years, you know, working on the ground, loading in and out of venues all over the country, and sometimes all over the world, setting up equipment and setting up and tearing down conferences and award shows and car shows.
And all that stuff. At that time, that was called AvTech, yeah?
That's right, yeah. Back in the day, that was AvTech or AVTech, as some people called it. And so after, you know, a couple of years there, worked my way up, became a project manager, headed up the live events division. And here I am today.
Yeah. And, you know, you're it's a wonderful example of somebody who started as a technician in a business that now has 85 people working for it. It's part of an international group with 40 offices in 17 countries. But as you say yourself, you worked your way up to your current position of Managing Director of Creative Technology Limited.
Correct, Bobby. Yeah. So, yeah, basically from the ground up. Yeah. Sorry.
And how did where did the acquisition happen, or where did the international business get involved?
There was two companies. There was Eurotech, which did installations mainly, and broadcast installations, corporate, digital out of home, anything to do with installed audiovisual. And there was AVTech, which I worked in, which was the live events audiovisual side of the business. So they merged in 2018 to form Ion Solutions. And I often joke that the mugs had only arrived with the Ion Solutions brand, and we were acquired by the CT Group, Creative Technology Group, to become Creative Technology Ireland. And yeah. So the growth from there on has been phenomenal.
And that then has given you access to capital and stuff that you never would have had, because clearly providing screens and AV equipment at concerts and outdoor events, you know, the technology is costly.
It's not cheap,
you now have a parent company with certainly deeper pockets than you would have had.
For sure, Bobby. Like, we've always had the great expertise here in Ireland. And, you know, we've always punched above our weight as well. You know, we've always tried to be innovative in some of the things we do. We were the first to do things like projection mapping here, and first to get high, even you might joke now, the high definition is everywhere, but we were the first to get high definition projectors. And we always wanted to be at the forefront of technology. And I suppose being part of Creative Technology now means that we have access to a huge inventory of equipment. So if we want to scale the event up here, we have the expertise here, we have access to more expertise globally, and also we can scale up and produce some of the biggest events in the world if need be here, you know?
Walk us through a particular event. If we're talking about, say, an outdoor gig in Marley Park, give us exactly what's your role in that event and how does it work? Explain maybe how your business is involved on a typical evening concert in somewhere like Marley Park.
So, for example, you'll be assigned to provide certain amounts of the kit or all of the equipment and the crew. So in that particular instance, we're doing all the LED screens. So, you know, there's a big wraparound screen there in Marley Park. It's almost the entire stage.
And that now has really become a reality at every show you go to. It has to have
the LED.
The big screens.
And it makes it more versatile for performers to come in, and artists. You know, they can make it whatever they want for their own show and make it their own bespoke offering. And so we provide the screens, build the screens, and do the camera
system. Are you renting that equipment then to the promoter, and you're operating it as well?
Yeah, we rent that to production, and with the cameras as well, we do the camera systems as well to put all the pictures on screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of the sales pipeline then, like, are these things booked out a year, 2 years ahead?
Yeah,
you can... Or is it much more short-term than that?
It can be quite shorter-term than that, but, you know, you tend to work out deals that are a couple of years in duration, so, you know, you can deliver more value to the client that way.
So how many people would you have typically then on the night of a gig on site at any one time?
Well, during build days, I mean, you could have up to 20 crew, riggers, people helping unload the trucks, get them up to the stage, build all the screens. Then you'll have your engineers in the background making sure it's all programmed correctly. A lot of it you'll do off-site. You'll do it in the warehouse in pre-production.
Is that right?
Prepping all the racks, making sure it's all working. So it's really plug and play as much as you can.
Okay,
you know, sometimes you've limited time.
Yeah.
You need to get in, roll it in, roll the trucks up, roll the kit off, and get it working as quick as you can.
Yeah. And again, it's a live event. It's a pivotal, important part of the event. So you really can't have stuff going wrong.
There's very little tolerance for error these days. You know, maybe back in the day when I started out, you might have got away with some stuff. But no, everything is belt and braces. There's full redundancy in everything, all the systems you build now. So,
yeah
everything is backed up.
And when you look at the technology, Tony, you've been close to it over the years. Is it difficult to keep up with actually what's happening, or are you always looking ahead for what might be next?
Yeah, we're always going to trade shows, seeing what's out there, talking to our manufacturers. You know, we get sneak peeks of what they're producing down the line. You know, we've been over in Korea and China recently to see what they're doing behind closed doors. So you get a sneak peek of what's coming down the
track. And were you impressed by anything you saw over there?
Well, listen, China is so far ahead in terms of technology. You know, they already have the robots. It's already happening. The stuff that we're kind of hearing about here, it's already there.
Amazing.
You know, so it is incredibly advanced.
I saw you've recently got a new contract with the RDS. What does that involve?
Correct. So we have a long-standing relationship with the RDS. So we recently did a tender process with the RDS. So now we're the preferred supplier with the RDS. Contract for 5 years, so very much looking forward to that. The RDS, as you know, is on a major development.
The new stand and all there.
The Lay Arena is going to be a fantastic facility when it's finished very shortly. That'll be open now for the horse show in August, so we'll be involved in that as well, providing all the audiovisual, campus-wide audiovisual solutions for the show, as we have done for the past kind of 10 years, and seeing all the help to develop as well, you know, in terms of offering better creative solutions to deliver a better experience, really, for the customer when they come to the horse show.
Sounds great.
So everyone who comes feels connected to the show, no matter where they are, because it's such a vast campus.
Yeah.
You know, so they can all see the arena, the scoring, what's going on in all the different arenas.
And is there a lot of work that goes into getting all that ready? And
well, the horse show kicks off in at the 4th of August.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at our rental system yesterday. We're on the ground tomorrow, starting, you know, preliminary cabling and
4 weeks
getting all the infrastructure, getting all the infrastructure up to speed and getting all the campus ready for the show. Yeah,
it's a lot of very exciting stuff.
Brilliant. Love doing it, and all our crew love working on it every year.
You sound like a fellow who wouldn't be happy doing anything else. You clearly love what you do.
I can't do anything else now, Bobby, is the problem. but I don't think I would do anything else, no. I mean, it's been a phenomenal journey, and I suppose when I took over as MD 2 years ago, learning the other side of our business, the systems integration, the installation side, which is a huge part of our business as well. And, you know, we're doing a lot of really cool stuff in space as well.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Tony Lanigan, Managing Director of Creative Technology Ireland. You'll see all his screens next time you're out there at an outdoor gig. Good to talk to you, Tony.
Thank you, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.